Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening on 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV. If you're over there in the Heisen Link law firm chat, good day. Good to see you. Glad you're here. Enjoy. On Twitter, it's at Jay Cameron Show. And away we go. Man, busy weekend, fun weekend. Tommy, how you doing, baby?
Man, I'm good. I'm happy with the split. Sad that we can't ever just play a three-game series like, you know, the good old days of baseball everywhere else in the country, but Tallahassee. But I think it was very smart. I don't know if it was because of NC State's travel restrictions. Maybe there was a curfew or something along those lines. But I think it was very nice that they played a single game yesterday instead of us having to worry about how many bullpen arms would not walk the world yesterday. So good job getting the split. We're still on track. But it would be nice to play a Friday game, a Saturday game, and a Sunday game any day now, anytime now.
It's the damnedest thing. I was there tailgating on Saturday. My son, my dad, my nephew were all in town. We got to see Johnny Mack and Rob and everybody over there. A big salute to the Animals tailgate. Had a great time. We were all set for Saturday, going into the stadium, ready to watch some baseball, especially after the night before the Friday game, which was crazy in terms of it was a weird game. I said the game was drunk. You know, you had all kinds. What NC State finished with? 7 infield hits? It was just a bizarre game. You had the long delay. Any sort of, in college baseball, it's real. You know, I do say this. It's a lot different than pro baseball. It's real that there is a home field advantage in college baseball. You watch kids subject to the whims of emotion and the shifts in momentum and all those things. It affects college pitchers tremendously. And with that delay, I think some of that was minimized late. There were like 15 people still in the stands when this thing got close quick after the long-ass delay. Also, I don't know, man. I get in trouble for this. I've said it before at a football game. I said it and people got mad at me. I don't know. I don't know how we survived in our youth, Tom. I don't know how we made it. I don't know how in the world I played a bunch of sports in high school and in middle school, and somehow none of us got struck by lightning because, Lord knows, we never canceled games. There was not one game in the history of my time at Lakewood High School or Bay Point Middle School or any other city league that I was in, not one ever got canceled. Doesn't mean there shouldn't have been some. That it should have been canceled, but not once. And I don't think I was, I mean, I must have been 30 years old the first time I ever went to a football game in which they delayed it because of lightning. Like, how old were you? Well, it's different. It's been your era that this has happened. I went to see the Broncos versus the Raiders in 2000, and I would say that's like 08, 07, something like that. And that game got delayed by 2 hours because of lightning. I think it's the first time I ever remember it happening, ever. And now, man, if there's lightning in Georgia, we are halting play. There's no chance we're playing. And it's just, it's frustrating. I don't blame FSU. I don't blame anybody. It sucks that that happened. And then Saturday, I don't know, Tom. I mean, the field conditions were messed up is what I'm told.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how? You had all day to fix that. What are we doing?
I have no idea what happened there, but they showed film of it during yesterday's game on ESPN, on the ACC Network stream, and you could see that the infield had all kinds of weird-looking clumps in it and stuff. That was the reason that they delayed the game to begin with, and then they saw the weather that was coming behind it. So that was the reason for the combination saying ixnay on the Saturday game. So it was field conditions, then it was weather, but I don't know. You know, the weather stuff started when I was first covering the team. Well, it was much more prevalent when I first started covering the baseball team 15 years ago, and the regionals were famous for it. I mean, even before that, but I mean, you would go to a regional weekend, regular regional, not super, expecting there to be a delay at some point across the games against the, with the four teams playing. And it was just a matter of, do you go into a fourth day of play? And it was an annual occurrence. And it got more regular for football as time went on. You know, there was a run there for many years where the Buccaneers were in week one and they would play, for whatever reason, a 425 kick, you know, in week one. And they played teams from the East Coast, West Coast, didn't matter. There is not a worse time you could kick off in Tampa in September than 425 p.m. That's when all the storms roll in. Makes little to no sense. But for baseball, regional play, that's a normal thing with Lightning. Never seen a field delay before, especially since the field was good to go by Sunday. So very strange.
Yeah, and Keith, I see your comments in the, yeah, man, it's a serious thing. I don't want anybody to get struck by lightning, get hurt by light. I mean, we've had stories regionally. I think no matter where you live, especially though, if you live in the South near the summertime or in the summertime, there's a story once a year where somebody gets hurt or killed. Obviously it's serious. I don't mean to make light of it, but in terms of when you stop games and when you delay games, it seems at times inconsistent. In addition, I don't know, man. When I check the radar, just like everybody else, and I don't see a lightning strike within 4 or 5 miles of the stadium, and we're delaying games, I don't know, man. We're not talking about 400 yards. We're talking about 5 miles. What are we doing? Enough of me bitching about that. Doesn't really matter. It was what it was. I'll be honest with you. It really kind of worked out in Florida State's favor. This whole situation on Sunday worked out in Florida State's favor because NC State was as good as getting their ass kicked in that game. They were dead in the water once this happened. Clinton, appreciate you with the super sticker. Awfully kind. He's just steady super stickering us here, and I appreciate that. I want to answer a question for him if he has one, or if he just wants to keep super stickering. We'll do it. Yeah, the Tom Brady roast was great. Clinton, I saw it. Can't really talk about it here because the jokes wouldn't work on the air here. But if you haven't seen it, it was good. It was good. I was wondering when they'd get there, if they would get there, would we get the massage parlor reference? And we did. We got it. It was there. It happened right in the man's face. I mean, the owner is right there wearing that massage joke. It was wonderful. I'm like, ooh, this is getting touchy. A little weird. Gonna get uncomfortable. Back to this for a second. The by not playing Saturday, you were loaded for bear on Sunday. You were good to go. You felt like, oh, okay, so we get our normal number two starter and then a bunch of arms that can go because they didn't have to pitch yesterday and what would have been, or the day before, which might have been a hodgepodge of a bunch of relievers, and you would have had virtually nobody left. We know what Sundays look like, is the point. We know what the hell Sundays look like around here for this bullpen that gets utilized to try to take the series on Friday, Saturday. And by the way, I suspect no matter the reason, lightning, pending rain perhaps, could be here in the next 6 hours. Not sure we want to play because it could rain today at 4. All right, whatever the reason, NC State's bullpen is garbage too. So Elliott Avett probably didn't want that either. I'm sure both sides were like, listen, I hear you, coach. Loud and clear. Let's just push to Sunday and play one. Yes, let's do that, guys. Let's do that. You can almost picture Link and Elliott in the meeting. Well, you know, I don't know about you, but I mean, if the kid's safety's in the stand, do I want to what? I mean, do you want to push it all to Sunday and maybe do what? Play one? That's not a bad idea now that you bring it up. I think both sides were like, that's right. Let's just play the one. Sounds good. Safety. Sounds good. We got, you know, that. And listen, you know, travel. What are you going to do? Yep, we're going to play one. And, you know, since we're only playing one, we don't need to start at 11. Push it to 12. Hell, push it to one. Whatever you want to do, just whatever you want to do. Let's just play the one, and we'll get out of here by 4. We're all good. So it worked out. You only needed the split. They split, And, you know, I thought that there was some chutzpah moments from Carson, who didn't have his most electrifying stuff. He was wild. I will tell you, I start to think about, okay, what are we? What is Florida State? What? So they're on the verge. We're this close now, are the Noles, to being a top eight national seed in hosting. And it's really going to come down to, and I think we all know this, how quickly and how healthy and what role are the guys that are out from the pitching staff, how quickly and how healthy and how much can they give you when they come back? And I'm talking about, obviously, Leiter and Whitaker and Ben Barrett. I mean, Ben Barrett did give you the four pitches this time around. So we're getting there, Tom. We went from two to four. Next outing, might get six pitches out of Ben Barrett. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe eight. If we keep doubling, maybe eight pitches out of Ben Barrett. Who knows? Who knows? By the time we get to the postseason, you might get 20 pitches. So we'll have to wait and see. I don't know what it's going to be. Obviously, we had Coach Posey on the show this past week on Friday, and he was great. He's always candid. I love the way that he answers questions. He's not afraid of anything. You can ask him anything. So, I mean, maybe we'll have him back next week, and I'll say, where are we at? The ramp-up process, are we on stage five yet? Have we reached stage six of the ramp-up yet? When does the actual you're allowed to pitch in a game part of that ramp-up hit us? And what do we make of it? Because I think, all jokes aside, this team is really good. And the reason I think they're really good, one, we all know, they can hit the baseball. They hit and they hit and they're fun to watch hit. They work pitchers. They hit the other way. They do a lot of smart things at the plate. They can hit for power, obviously. But most notably to me, because it has been absent for some time now, and my God, was it a sight for sore eyes this year. And on Sunday, it really was on display. Tom, they pick up the baseball, buddy. They pick up the baseball. And you know, people are so tired of me beating that drum. I've talked about it for years. That for years, almost to the detriment of the offense back in the day, the one thing you knew you were going to have at Florida State, as long as Mike Martin was the coach, was, quote, pitching and defense. Until you didn't. Until you didn't. And once it left us, you realized how hurtful it was to watch a team just not make routine plays or even plus plays. Now they largely make all the routine plays and sprinkle in some plus plays every weekend. And they also, once again, outside of Friday night's game, which was a little weird, I called that game drunk. I'll stand by that. Strange game. They also, for the most part, really run the bases very well. Very well. They stole a run in this game on Sunday, doing exactly that. On an errant throw from NC State, which should have been a double play, you still run. You come around third hard, making sure that you got a chance on any mishap to score, and it happened, and you stole a run there. And all of a sudden, 3 to 4 runs in an inning as opposed to 1 to 2 because of something like that is a big deal. So they do so many things well. I think they're very, 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 very good. But I do think they're limited if they do not get something in the remainder of the season, and especially in the postseason, out of Leiter and Whitaker. They've got to find a way to get those guys back. Obviously, Ben Barrett would continue to be a plus if they can get him worked in from the right side.
Yeah, the thing to me is they've got the capability of getting the big out when they need to yesterday. Like that is something that you're going to have to be able to draw upon, because as your opponents get better and better down the stretch here, ACC tournament, regional, if you can make it past a regional into a super regional, not every inning is going to go smoothly, even if you get completely healthy. And so you could have first and second, one out, and you need somebody to roll over in that situation because you're up 3-1. And if the rally keeps going, then this thing spirals and they get into your bullpen early. You're going to need somebody to make a big catch in the outfield to get a good jump on a ball. Ross made a great catch yesterday, got another big play in the infield to get us out of an inning and out of a jam. Big pitches need to be made confidence-wise for a guy like Dorsey to be able to execute those pitches. You want to be able to draw on clutch key situations against real opponents as you get into more important games down the stretch. And they were able to do that yesterday. It looks like you cruise in the box score, but there were a lot of moments where this game could have been very, very close. Or dare I say, maybe if all the things went against you, it goes the other way. So it just, I like to see those moments because there are going to be more of them. and you hope that there are as many as possible at Houser Stadium. You keep winning series like this, or splitting series in this case, like you did this weekend, you're going to play a regional and a super regional at Houser, but you got to be able to come up with big pitches in big situations, and you can't shrink in the moment. So yesterday was a good passing of a test to build the confidence necessary to be able to win high stakes games in just a month from now. It's crazy. Memorial Day Monday is when they do the selection. That's really not that far away.
No, it's exciting. I think this is, once again, we start to hone in on the possibilities. It's really about how close are they to being a team that makes a serious run to Omaha and maybe wins a national title. Remember, that's the one feather in the cap that's missing for Florida State baseball. The legacy of Florida State baseball is a whole bunch of wins and a whole lot of great series victories and a whole lot of postseason victories and a whole lot of moments in time that we all celebrate together, except for the last one. And that's, I know, sitting around wishing for a championship or bust is an awfully tough way to be a fan. But when you show that you're a good team, and they haven't been in some time, so now that they are, we know they are, it's just like, okay, how good are you? Now, baseball is fickle. You could be the best team in the country and lose in a regional. Happens all the time. We've seen one seeds bounced in super regionals and sub regionals, so like the way they used to call them. Anyhow, it happens. But you just want to put yourself in the best possible position to succeed. And when you know you have, Tom, like you're talking about, these guys that could extend to where the bullpen is not an albatross. Right now, you don't trust that on the road. If Florida State has to go on the road and take on a Texas A&M or an Arkansas or something like that, and what those atmospheres will be like, you know, for the right to go to Omaha, right now you don't trust that bullpen to come in and get outs as it's currently constructed with these guys not participating. Now, if all of a sudden I've got three more arms, all plus arms that I can count on, and everybody else gets slotted where they need to be, like a Holtz or an Ox, you're like, okay. Okay, now I feel very good about everybody's role, what you need to be, what I'm asking you to be, you've shown you can do. Otherwise, you're going to have to ask some guys in big moments, probably on the road at some point, against a really loaded offense to get huge outs that they really haven't consistently shown that they can get. So you'll have very limited expectations as to a championship. But hey, it's not lost on me. We're talking about a team that is going to be hosting and it's going to be a top eight national seed. I feel comfortable saying that. I think they're going to be, and that's exciting. Very exciting.
Well, yeah. And your team ops is nearly 1,000. You know, that's the whole thing is if you can find those arms, slot them into the right positions, you trust your bats. Cam's a special player. He's gotten better defensively too, but just talking about this lineup, you know, Dinges is really good. I thought, Lodis had a couple of really good at-bats this weekend.
It's important for Lodis to have big at-bats this weekend, Tom. Those two doubles were huge. He had a couple of other great at-bats. You're right. Because in conference play, he was hitting sub-150.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Now, yeah, he hit well against the Gators for a couple early impressions. But who doesn't on a Tuesday night? Who doesn't hit well against Florida in a midweek situation? So maybe that's not that impressive at all. But you're seeing signs that, again, these bats, they went through a little bit of a lull, even though they might have been producing more runs. You know, Tibbs had a bit of a downturn, but he's climbing back up towards 400 for the season again. Cam has been, I think, a little bit more consistent in that regard. But you're seeing the signs that the lineup will be long again down the stretch. And if they are, then you really need, what do you think, 5-6 pitchers you really believe in, a couple of guys that depends on the day. Might be enough to get you through a set. As long as in regional weekend, that's more dangerous, actually. At regional, you got to win game one and stay out in front of it. I almost feel like if you can get to a super regional setting, it's a more controlled environment because you might not have an extra game, the weather delays, the staggering, doubling up on a given day to stay alive. You know, if you stay out in front of it in a regional setting, I think 5-6 arms is really what you need. And you're not that far away if you can get some dudes healthy.
Hold your breath. Coming down the stretch, it's just good to be talking about games that are going to freaking matter with a team that's really good and equipped to do something about it. Jeff Cameron, Show 93.3, Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Attention, Florida. Heads up. If you're a victim of an auto accident, we introduce our live chat sponsor, Eisen Legal Law Firm, dedicated to representing injured clients statewide. You've been in an accident, call Heisen Legal Law Firm at 813-803-0733 for a free consultation. Remember, there's no cost to you unless they win. Your interests come first at Heisen Legal Law Firm, the name you can trust for justice. Call 813-803-0733 now or visit EisenLegalLawFirm.com. That's Heisen Legal Law Firm, your advocate in times of need. Offices Tampa. We appreciate them and all of you in the Heisen Legal Law Firm chat. In fact, well, before I go on to the next subject, just saw a few of you in here. Yeah, listen, don't get me wrong. Couple of you guys are concerned with elements of the team or defensively. You noted catcher. Listen, we are average behind the dish defensively. I got to tell you that they have their moments where you're like, okay, because we can be pretty wild, and you're watching either of our catchers having to jump all around and make plays and keep it in front of them. But they have their days too where you realize it's a bit of a weakness on the team. And listen, while we're at it, it's not a bunch of Willie Mays's out there in the outfield. Now, you understand that, especially when Max is playing, you don't have the three outfielders are average at best. Now, I will say Tibbs has come a long way, and he's certainly better out and right than he was at first. And he has come an awful long way. They're just adequate. We're not out here now. Yamez Ross made a great play, and he is certainly a plus defender, not a plus hitter. So you lose something when you have him out there. It's nice that you have him to come in after Williams gets hit and is, I thought he broke his hand. I was so pissed in the moment. But luckily, those x-rays have come back negative, and he's fine, and they took him out for precautionary reasons. But you're going to give to get. You know, if you pull him out, you're losing offense. For defense, and even still, I think that group is just merely adequate in the outfield. They're plus defenders right now in the infield, especially up the middle. They've been very, very good. And Cam has come a long way, as Tom pointed out, at third base. Weird game Friday. I don't think that is indicative of the way the team has played. Again, that was a game in which I thought baseball was drunk on Friday with all the delays and the weirdness. And no team, I don't care if they're the fastest team on earth. I don't care if it's the 82 Cardinals on AstroTurf. You ought not be able to get 6 or 7 infield hits. Just bizarre. Certain things rolling a certain way, placed a certain way. Then I think we began, it kind of manifests itself in weird ways too, where you start to feel pressure to make that play. It's like when guys start missing free throws and you're an 85% free throw shooter and the guys in front of you have missed a bunch in a row. And now we're in the second half of a game and it's tight. And the team's shooting 40% from the free throw line. And you're like, now I got to step up and make these free throws. And I ordinarily make these free throws, but nobody else is making free throws today. And it's probably going to be the reason we lose. So all of a sudden, the feeling that I've got to make these free throws changes me from an 85% free throw shooter to a 77% free throw shooter because of the added pressure. I thought you saw some of that weirdness taking place on Friday. So I don't really look at that game and say, yeah, that's who they are, because they haven't been. If you've watched the totality of the games, you know they're good defensively. They are. They just are. You can just say it. So it is, remember, do this when you're, first of all, breathe. I say this to our fan base all the time. Our fan base in baseball often, not all people and not everybody in every moment does this, of course. They bring a football mentality to baseball, which drives me nuts because the two sports couldn't be more different. Bad teams, and NC State's not a bad team, but bad teams beat good teams in baseball all the time. all the time. It's a weird sport. I could square it up 16 times in a game, and if 14 of those 16 happen to be right at somebody, it's a long day at the office. I could be facing a pitcher who comes into the game at 3-7 on the year with a 6-5-2 and think, should be an easy day at the office. Oh, but this is the day that he's got 3 for strikes and he's painting. Okay, all right. Oh, look at this, the reliever for NC State on Friday night. Kid hadn't done anything all year. Untouchable. Dude was, for a good stretch, untouchable. And these are good pitches to good hitters who we know are good hitters. It happens. It happens. Okay, switch gears. I don't know whether to be excited or sad. I saw this. I don't know if you saw it, Tom. Maybe it's the best way to look at it if we're going to do the glasses half full approach. But I saw Phil Steele tweeted today. The Phil Steele tweeted today. We know we've entered into the offseason officially when you start hearing Phil Steele's name at all or any other outlets, right?
You don't hear much from Phil Steele in, say, November when they're determining who the playoff teams are. That's not really his season, is it?
No. It's the offseason when you hear about Phil Steele. And it's hard because you know it intellectually. You already know that. But then there's a Phil Steele tweet. And you're like, oh, you just confirmed what I've already been pushing away, denying. But Phil tweeted out a big thanks to Florida State head coach Mike Norvell. He added him for taking an hour to go over his FSU football team with me today. Hashtag Knoll family. Hashtag keep climbing. And he also gave a doff of the cap to Derek, which was nice of him to throw Derek in there too. There you go, Derek. The great Phil Steele is at you as well. There you go. So what does that mean? Well, it means that obviously it's official. Tough times. Tough times out here, kids. Those of us waiting on football, that's what it means. But it also means that, okay, this begins the whole, oh, we're about to get to 100 days. I've kind of celebrated this over the years. It's gotten to be, it's almost like the NFL draft. It's gotten to be more of a celebration each time it comes up because some years, Tom, you never know. We remember the old debate we got in on the JCS. How you phrase things matters. So when you say something's 100 days away, it feels like a long ways away. Feels like it could be interminable. If you say that something's, you know, 15 weeks away, does that sound worse?
I think 15 weeks sounds worse than 100 days.
Okay. All right. So I'm just trying to agree with 100 you.
Days. 3 months, I think, sounds worse than 100 days, even though that's not even close. 100 days is a lot more. 3 months just sounds a lot far. A day, I think it's because the increment of the day is a hell of a lot shorter.
Okay. All right. So it's funny because I go through the exercise with you and everybody else every year. When we get it down to under 3 months, and now you can go and utilize the weeks, Tom. If you get to, I want to say, what do you think? What's the magic number to flip it to weeks? Sub double digits? Nine weeks?
Six. 6 weeks is precise. 7 weeks is too much. Because 7 weeks, you'd say 50 days. And 50 days feels a lot better than 7 weeks.
You think so?
Yes. 50 days instead of 7 weeks? Absolutely. Because 7 weeks, 49 days. Yeah, I give you one bonus. That's what I'm saying. Even 100 days is better than 3 months to me. 100 days. Even though 3 months could be 90 days or it could be 92 days or 91 days or whatever it is.
Yeah.
100 days feels better than 3 months. That's three very long increments of time. 100 days, days a day. They go quick.
Well, the game has officially begun. We're not at 100 days yet, but when we get there, I don't like saying that it's closer to 4 months than three. You know what? You don't like to do. Yeah, see what I mean? That'll hurt your feelings. I just know that I think once we get into the 8 weeks, 7 weeks territory, it starts being good. Anyhow, saw that today, and I thought, all right, it's official, guys. So we'll start having to do some interviews. We'll start taking a look around the conference, taking a look around the country, seeing who we can bring in from the On3 network and those outside the On3 network. I mentioned last week, I think I'm going to have Eric McClain on. We're going to talk all things ACC and football in general. Should be a lot of fun. So, yeah, we'll have to start doing it. But this is where we get through it together, guys. We all get through it together. You know what else we do? We take vacation. Not together. Not together. But we take vacations. So you go on your little vacations. I'll go on my little vacations. I'm talking about all you go on your vacations. That's what we got to do. That'll minimize. That'll shorten. You can do it. It's Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Jeff Cameron Show. Appreciate you, you podcasters, you. We also appreciate our friends at Zaxby's. You hear me say that a lot. I need to say it a new way today, so you're not hearing the same thing over and over and over again. Zaxby's is delicious. Danny does a great job, and he's been a Golden Chief booster at Florida State for over 19 years now. He cares a lot. He invests in Florida State. He invests in the Jeff Cameron Show. That means you should race out to Zaxby's right now and get a salad, Tom. A salad.
The salad, the fingers, the platters, it's all good stuff. And this is the part of the year where in Tallahassee the weather is so nice. A lot
Texas
of outdoor
toast.
Settings.
Just thought I'd say it.
And you got it before I could.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the time of year where in town, you want to go outside, go to Cascades, go to the ballpark.
Get the platters, baby.
Get outdoors and just bring some food. So when you do go to potluck, an outdoor potluck, don't waste time in the oven or on the, what they call it, a range. Don't do that. Don't
no.
be cooking.
No.
Go to Zaxby's. They're all over the place. Get the platter. Get the Texas toast.
Get the spicy Zax sauce.
And you can get some sweet tea while you're at it, too. Bring the tea for the people.
Forget about it. Good stuff. Zaxby's. We appreciate you, Zaxby's. Tommy, don't know if you watched the Kentucky Derby, but I got to do the obligatory and down the stretch they come because I always love that call. It's my favorite thing about the race. But if you did watch it this year and you saw some amazing stuff, should also mention, by the way, that that was some serious cash, over $200 million bet on the Derby. And you got a photo finish. So that was nice. It's a low-key, underrated weekend with all the game sevens and then that awesome Minnesota-Denver game, first game, and watching Ant do his thing, watching the Noles get the win on Sunday. Golf tournament was iffy, but you did have the hockey and the NBA and Major League Baseball and the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, it was kind of an underrated weekend. It's a good weekend.
So you've got an inverted experience in the world of hockey right now. Typically, the first round is extremely entertaining. The second round can be a bit of a snooze fest. You know, one out of four might be good. Two out of four in a good year. Backwards. First round was largely not great. You had two game sevens. Everything else was pretty much decided. And the game sevens were wonderful. Don't get me wrong. But these second round matchups in the NHL are outstanding television. This is another one of those times where we do the PSA. If you've got a night where your baseball team played during the day or it's a travel day and you're wondering, how can I entertain myself without having to do chores or speak to my family? And this is what you do, because Rangers Hurricanes is an excellent series. Toronto, Florida should be fantastic. If you're a night owl,
you mean Boston, Florida.
Boston, Florida. What did I say? Toronto?
Yeah Toronto got ousted again because that's all
they
do.
Me. Why would I think Toronto would ever advance in a series? I would never scout it that way. And then in the West, Edmonton, Vancouver's phenomenal. This Dallas, Colorado series is going to be, this is good, good stuff. And it seems like the NBA says touche, because they're producing some good stuff as well in the playoffs.
Really good stuff. And by the way, know that you're right. I didn't see it, but everybody who does care about NASCAR told me about it, that the 0.001 second margin of victory in NASCAR. Not my thing. I didn't even know that happened until I got up today and somebody was like, don't forget the NASCAR. So there you go. That happened too. But we had, you know, my family, we do this. So this is probably a sign that maybe I'm a little bit irresponsible at times as a parent. Years and years and years ago, when Clark, my youngest, was very little, we watched the Kentucky Derby, and he took a liking to the horses. He thought it was interesting. He wanted to watch. And so we're watching it. And my wife said to him, "Hey, here's a list of the horses. Who do you want to win?" And we thought it'd be cute to let a little kid like be drawn towards the name of a horse, right? You know, like, what's your favorite name? And we read it off to him, and he picked the horse. The horse won. The horse won. And he said right afterwards, and this is, again, a sign that perhaps I'm a bit of a loose cannon as a father. He said, "Can't we bet on this? Could you win money on this?" Something akin to that. And I said, "Well, yes. Yes, you can bet on this." Now, I have to confess to you, for all the gambling talk I do, much to the chagrin of some of you, I have never won a horse race in my life. I've never even come close. My people don't even place. Like, Fierceness, or whatever the hell that horse's name was, that was the odds-on favorite to win the race, Tom, finished 15th out of 20 horses. Sorry, bitch. And I picked him. I took Fierceness. I was like, "Well, my family doesn't know what odds are. I'm going to go and see who's the one. Who's the one?" And then I did it. And then the thing finished 15th. What kind of? I'm firing that. I'm firing the caddy. Not the caddy. Listen to me. I'm a golfer. Yeah. The jockey. I'm firing the jockey.
Sometimes caddies are the size of jockeys, or sometimes golfers are the size. I think Justin Thomas would be an excellent jockey at, in these Triple Crown races.
He's tiny. I've sat right next to him, had a conversation with him.
Gary Player could have been a jockey in his day as well.
He would have told you about how strong he was for his size and then done a bunch of push-ups, annoyingly so, while wearing all black and then promoting something nobody cares about.
"Look here. Look how many push-ups I can do." That's my limited Gary Player.
It's not a bad Gary Player, given the circumstances. Yeah. So, anyhow, I once again lost, and my oldest son, Bryce, won the Derby pool that we have at the Cameron household. He won it. My kids can win on the horses. I can't win anything. I've never even come close. You would think I'd fall into it. Like, if you pick, we pick three horses every year. Each family member gets three. I'm like, "Oh, well, I'll be able to do this. You know, one of my horses will place." Nobody. Bunch of bums.
Well, maybe this gets them hooked on it. And so you can have a business and an operation, much like Lee Sterling does. Remember, he found his UFC guy, and I think that guy has gone 262-3 since Lee hired him. So maybe you can have the lads get into the ponies, and you've got a different wing of the operation, and yeah, you could launch your own phone number and all of these things.
Well, I'll keep doing my golf bets, because I'm sprinkling top 20 pizza money bets out there and winning left and right. And, you know, yeah, leave the horses to the professionals, Jeff. You're right. I don't know anything about it. I want to go. I don't know how you pick a horse. I would think you'd have to be involved. Like, Iroh will join us next hour, and I have a feeling he knows, because I know that his dad used to go, I think, bet on the ponies, and I think he used to go with him. My dad has an encyclopedic knowledge of horse racing. He grew up in Hialeah after he left Pennsylvania, so he knows all about the horse racing. I got zero shot, and I can't look at a horse and go, "Oh, that one. They all look the same to me. Big, strong, fierce, fast. I'll go with the purple one. I like the purple one." I sound like an old woman that is in your football pool who annoys the hell out of you because she'll steal a week or two a year by taking her favorite quarterback or favorite color or favorite helmet. You're like, "Really? Nanny's going to win the week?"
Yeah,
I go freaking 14-2 this week, and she beats me because she likes green.
My mom picks a lot of winners, and she goes by the sheen of the coat of the horse and then the upper muscular structure of the legs. And she's
they're
like,
"They're all muscular."
Yeah, but she sees differences, and she does a good job. She does a good job with it, I got to tell you.
So you can tell me. I don't know. I know that Michael Langston would know. I know that Matt Lasserre would know. But I do want to touch on some Florida State football here for a second. Here's what we got. We have an industry on three industry five-star offensive lineman. You and I grade sometimes based on the name to the position. Now, I always pay attention to the trenches. I don't get caught up in whether or not we're going to get this receiver or that. I care if it's an elite receiver and he's a game changer and you think you've got a shot to get him, I'm going to pay attention to that. Same for running back. Obviously, quarterback, you've got to pay attention. But for me, I tend to focus on the offensive and defensive lines. And we all know why. We all know why. If you have elite talent out on the edges at wide receiver or at running back, it does you no good if you can't block it up. And so I've been waiting. I've been waiting for the moment here that Alex Atkins curries favor with a five-star linebacker. And it'll be we got a little bit of a wait to see if we can cement this here.
Well, five-star O-lineman. I know that was a slip. That was a Freudian slip linebacker.
Oh, sorry, Freudian slip. We never do that. You're right. Yeah, sorry, I'm stuck on that. You know that's lineman, offensive lineman. So his name is Josh Petty. He has 7 official visits scheduled. He could shake that list up after great spring visits, as it was written, to Notre Dame and Ohio State. He has an official visit to Georgia Tech at the end of the month. You're not going to Georgia Tech as a 5-star offensive line. Get the hell up out of here with that nonsense. Clemson on May 31st. Okay, that could happen. That could happen. Auburn for June the 4th. They pay well. Tennessee for June 7th. Ditto. Stanford, must be a smart kid. Good on you. He is from Georgia, though, right? You don't want to go across the country, young man. You don't want to go across the country. Oregon for June the 14th, 3 days after my birthday, Tom, is what you probably instantly thought.
Yeah, exactly. I do the math on that all the time.
Yep. And then finally, Florida State for June the 21st, 10 days after my birthday, if you guys are at home doing the math there. But the rest of the story reads quite favorably. Going into those trips, quote, I like FSU's position. Petty's older sister will be attending school in Tallahassee, and going to the same school has always been exciting for them. Another quote, they have some variables working in their favor, Petty's father, James, told On3. He has a great relationship with the offensive line coach, Alex Atkins, and coach Mike Norvell. Could it be, Tom Lang, that this exemplary student, elite 5-star athlete, 6'4", 270, yeah, he's still in high school. He'll grow. He'll keep getting bigger. It's a 2025 kid. Could it be that we get him to say yes to Tallahassee, further buoying our thoughts of winning the trenches on a consistent basis?
Well, if you did, yeah, you'd have the top 2 interior offensive linemen in the class committed to you at the same time. That would be rare and fun. I'm glad that his parents are cheap about traveling to college. They don't want to go to 2 different campuses. They want to be one and done. They want to consolidate where their kids go. Mm. Let's make sure that we do everything to make sure that his sibling gets to Tallahassee A-OK.
She's coming here for sure, and she's excited to be here.
Well, good. Let's make sure. Let's send welcome gifts. Let's say, oh, look at that. We thought only a 60% scholarship was coming your way. We could do 100% of your scholarship, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Let's make sure the parents, oh, he's from Roswell. So the parents want to hop in the car and they want to go to one place. They don't want to fly all over the country. Let's facilitate this and make it happen.
I do like looking at an offer sheet for a kid of this caliber player, a 5-star player, when it's got a Tennessee and it's got a Clemson and it's got an us. And, you know, there's some other schools out there. Auburn is on that list. Obviously, this is a kid being sought after by a lot of Power 5 schools, you know, big time schools. Even Stanford, I know, is, but, you know, now in the ACC, Tom. So yeah, there you go. But what to say about where he's going to be? I don't know, but I'm going to be interested. We'll talk to these guys, our guys, Michael Langston and the like, over the next several weeks and just see, could we do it? Could we do it? What are we, 11th right now in the high school class rankings? I think we're 11th.
I'm going to take your word for it. That sounds very specific. It means that you must have looked it up recently. I don't know. But
you
I
don't
do
think
like
just walk around with that kind of knowledge.
11 class, no. Ranking. That sounds like somebody who's checking it more than he used to. Somebody who's checking the recruiting rankings more than he used to.
It's a big step forward. We got to make that big step forward. And I'm looking at a few guys. I'm quick to do 2 fingers to my eyes, 2 fingers back to you. Not everybody else is. A lot of people either in the chat or on the boards or listening on the radio on 93.3. They're like, oh, settle down. We just went undefeated last year. What are you trying to imply? What are you inferring, Jeff? I want to keep climbing, just like Mike Norvell. I want to keep climbing. And the only way to keep climbing is to continue to get better. We're not there yet. We're not. You don't think we're like staring eyeball to eyeball with Georgia just yet. We're not.
We're getting there. I like how on On3's database page, you know, which I just had up on the screen for you War Chant TV viewers, they've got a little thing that says personal life, you know, and it might have a graph about whatever. But it's his coach. He goes to Fellowship Christian School, and it's his coach quoted saying that he's got it. That it, if you know what I mean. It's like Bobby Bowden said, whatever it is, Josh has got it. He's the real deal. I'm sure his head coach in high school would tell you that he's the real deal. Like, is the Fellowship Christian School coach the most honest man in the world? He should be a 3-star. He's not a 4-star whatsoever. It just that's kind of funny to me. Not details about his life, just his high school coach saying he's a good player.
Well, also, you'll notice that a lot of people who reference the it factor, especially if it's not a quarterback, because I think with quarterback, you do take into account how he's going to relate to all of his teammates, because he, by definition, has to be a leader. Now, leadership reveals itself in many ways. You don't have to always be a vocal leader, but there has to be an element of leadership to you if you're a quarterback. Everybody else, you can just lead by, you know, kicking ass in the gym, working really hard, knowing the playbook, doing your job. You don't have to have the it factor. But 9 times out of 10, when somebody references the it factor, they're just ignoring that the it is that he's 6'5", 275, with arms from here to Jersey. Of course, he's got the it factor. He's a big badass who's steady yoking kids 190 at a high school game.
Again, I'm sorry. I might get in trouble for this, but this little capsule on Josh Petty's personal life says this coach should know what it takes to be a star. His coaching resume includes stops as a defensive coordinator at Arkansas, Florida, Ole Miss, South Carolina. He was also the head coach at East Carolina for 2 seasons and was Georgia State's first defensive coordinator in 2008. I'm sorry, is this a capsule for the player, or is it a resume page for the coach?
He's trying to get hired out of the high schools again. He's like, I'm still here, guys. Check the resume.
Look, if you want intel on this 5-star kid, you're putting my entire resume on his page, because I know people are going to click on his page. They're not clicking on my resume.
Yeah, it factor usually coincides with a whole bunch of badassery in terms of the measurables. And again, with offensive linemen, it's not a knock on the sites that cover recruiting. All the sites that do. I work for one, warchant.com, of course, and we would encourage you to become a subscriber. Do it today. Is that offer still in play? The $1 for 2 months?
$1 for your first month.
First month. Okay, so there it is. I would encourage you to do that and do it today, of course. But it's hard to gauge what an offensive lineman especially is in high school, because generally speaking, they're a lot bigger than the people that they're wearing out. But that's not an it factor. That's a I'm a big SOB factor. You don't have to reference it. You can reference sheer mass, size, dominance, you name it. It's Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV. We'll be back second hour in a moment. I actually have some more Florida State football that I want to touch on. It's Jeff Cameron Show. Stay with us.